tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Oh, my friends. Has your belt been expanded? Have you punched a couple of notches? Well, I'm sure you have, because, man, the recipes Chef Eric has already started out with are smoking. In fact, smoking and sizzling is what we do. And that sound you hear in the background is not, my friends, what you would think. Static on your radio. No, that is the sound of cooking. And why have you never heard that before? Because we are the only live radio cooking show in the world that actually cooks. Now, there are a lot of radio cooking shows out there, Chef Eric, but they don't cook.
They don't.
You don't hear the sizzle. You don't hear the chop. You don't hear the blood-curdling scream when you cut yourself. I mean, you get none of the sounds
that's only
of the
when
kitchen.
You, that's only when you fill in for me.
Well, I've had to do it a couple of times, and it's painful. In fact,
you don't actually have to cut yourself every time you cook.
You don't?
No.
No, yeah, that's the she-beast. She falls up the stairs and breaks her thumb.
Remember, a nice...
Cuts herself and gets 10 stitches with a butter knife.
A nice sharp knife. Always is necessary.
Safest, safest knife in your house is the sharpest knife in the house. Now people look at me
right
go,
next to the sharpest tool in the shed.
Yeah, well, I know you haven't been there often, but see, I let you have some softballs that you threw up to me. I won't get to, now, when we last left you, Chef Eric, we brought the sliders in.
Yeah.
And the sliders were a big hit.
All right, so what I did with the sliders to finish it off is took the sliders off. Took the caramelized onions, put the caramelized onions on the inside of the cut baguette of bread. Just slice it all the way down the middle, open it up, laid in the caramelized onions, put the sliders on top of that, ran some Thousand Island dressing on top of that, Swiss cheese on top of that, back on the egg, let that melt, and close it up.
Was it true that I added a secret, that I said there was a secret ingredient in there? You said it wasn't true? Use bird?
There's no used bird. There's no falcons in there.
No, okay, I'm just asking. Now you're sizzling onions again. Now, are these ordinary onions?
These are not ordinary onions. These are real sweet onions.
Vidalia
onions from Schumann Produce.
How do you know they're real?
Because it says so on the bag and the tag.
Because if it doesn't...
It ain't.
There you go.
All right, then. So...
Nice color with your onions, by the way.
Thank you. I've got the onions. This is now for our tacos al pastor.
Who?
Exactly.
I keep saying that.
Exactly.
Speaking of who, have you seen the commercial with the owls?
Oh, that is so funny.
Isn't it? I'm going out with the girls.
Who? Yeah, that's
that really, is very funny. Clever. I they got Maxwell the pig, and now they've got the owls.
And so let's not forget. You know, the lizard.
Yeah, the Geico lizard's kind of wearing on me.
I like him. Anyway, so I'm not going to cook these all the way down quite yet. They just started to caramelize just a bit. I added in some chilies. I'm adding in some orange juice. And this orange juice is going to sort of cook and reduce.
How much orange?
A cup. And now I'm going to add about a quarter cup of ketchup. What? You're looking at me funny.
Quarter cup, half cup.
Yeah.
But most of the times it's marinades anyway, so really.
Yeah, in this particular case, we're going to be cooking the chicken in this in just a moment. So basically, when we go to break, you're going to be working, I think, with Kim from North Georgia Eggers. And when you guys are talking, I'm going to be doing some other stuff. But let me walk you through what I'm going to be doing.
Okay.
I'm going to grill on the Big Green Egg these chicken thighs. These are boneless chicken thighs. I'm just going to salt them, a little bit of pepper, maybe a little love rub. And then I'm going to take some pineapple, and I'll go ahead and get the pineapple prepped right now.
I thought you were just using that as a table decoration.
Yeah, because I'm all into decorations.
Well, listen, don't even go there, Mr. Plating. Oh, we got to dab a little of this on there.
So do you know what you can do with this?
Yeah, put it under your chin. It looks like a beard.
No, no.
What?
No. You take the top of the pineapple that you cut off, and you bury it sort of in sandy soil, and then it'll grow pineapples. It'll grow a pineapple tree. It really will. It will take many, many years, but it will grow.
Well, I'll tell you what, I just had my birthday. There aren't many, many years left. I want to see the thing provide a little fruit.
You don't believe me that it will grow a pineapple tree?
Yeah, I want to see you do that.
I've actually seen people that do that.
I've heard it, but you know what? I think that's an urban legend. I'll tell you what. I know people tried it up in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Had a little rough time in the winter.
All right, so.
We do good with pumpkins, though.
Yeah. Yes, you do, and we're going to be.
Yes.
At the.
Great pumpkin festival. In
what anniversary of the pumpkin festival is it?
I think it's the 51st.
Is it? You're just making that up, aren't you?
No, because last year was the 50th.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm just slicing down some big sort of slabs of pineapple.
Oh, man.
And leaving the core out, throw that away. And
of course.
I'm going to leave them nice and thick because these are going to go out on the egg and actually be grilled. I'm not cooking them all the way. I'm not going to cook them until they're soft. Just going to get some grill marks on them, some of the great flavor off of the egg. And then we're going to add that in with our orange juice, our ketchup, our onions, and chili peppers over here. And then I'm going to be cooking the thighs. We'll par cook them so they're almost done. Take them off, shred them, and then put them in the mixture as well.
Wow.
And this is our al pastor.
Now, I know mixture. It sounds complicated, my friends, but understand this. It's really not as tough as it sounds, because if it was, we couldn't do it. That's basically it. No, you could do complex cooking, but this is my kind of cooking. This is easy. It just sounds complex. And it's a little labor intensive, but it's not that much. I mean, you just cut up, you could get like, I mean, you could really get the circles. You wouldn't have to mess with the cucumber.
Cucumber.
I mean, the pineapple.
I don't know. Prickly cucumber.
See, you got me growing pineapples in sandy soil. I'm thinking cucumbers now. But anyway, the chicken's been marinating.
No, chicken's not been marinating. The pork has been marinating. Yes. So I'm also going to be putting that pork. It's ready to go. That's been marinating for about an hour.
Yeah.
That's going to go out there. That's going to caramelize. So we'll get our Vietnamese pork chops in. We're going to put our shrimp in a wok topper basket and cook our shrimp out there on high heat. And
that wok topper is a great. If you don't have one of those, my friends, you got to have a wok topper. Also, the flat wok topper is nice. I use the flat one too.
Absolutely,
because it's just so versatile. And I like to do a lot of shrimp because, with a place down in Florida, we're right there on the Gulf. We're getting shrimp right now. We're getting shrimp, beautiful shrimp that are huge for $6.95, $6.99 a pound. And so we eat a lot of shrimp when we're down there. We have an egg. So it makes life real good because of the wok toppers.
Last thing I'm adding to the al pastor now that the mixture is boiling is a good amount of cumin. Cumin just gives that very Latin sort of flavor, that earthy, wonderful flavor that is such a important part of Latin cooking.
Well, a lot of cooking that uses spices and herbs, I mean, that's one of the staples.
Yeah.
It's like Indian cooking. Yeah. You know, you got to have...
You got turmeric, you got coriander,
and cumin.
Cardamom.
Cumin, yeah, and cardamom.
And cinnamon.
That's about the five.
Five C's.
Yeah, that's the five that is so prevalent, but also the five C's that are used much in Latin cooking.
Yeah, very similar. And there's... A lot of people don't know that there's so much similarity between Latin cooking and Asian cooking as far as the ingredients are concerned. Although, in Latin cooking, we don't do a lot of pigeon heads like I had in China.
Thank goodness, because, man, I tell you what, I couldn't have a meal without pigeon heads. I mean, pigeon heads.
They were fantastic. I'm just going to go back to that.
You know, I've actually had people ask me about that I heard the show.
Yeah.
And said, did he really eat pigeon heads?
Yes.
Yes, you did.
I have
you
proof.
Ate them proudly.
Absolutely, and they're very
good. What'd you do, keep the beak?
You hold it by the beak.
I know. Would you keep the beak afterwards?
No.
Kind of like a trophy?
That would be classless.
Well, this is how many...
That would be classless. Come on. I wouldn't do that.
You made a necklace out of them, didn't you? So you got a whole necklace of pigeon head beaks.
No.
No?
No, no. All right. So now that this is boiling, we've got the cumin. This is going to reduce just a little bit while we go grill the chicken.
You're going to be grilling when we come back. We're going to talk to John Hall, and we'll talk to Kim Youngblood, and we'll find out what's up with them. One thing I know that's up with them is Eggtoberfest coming up soon, my friends. Still tickets available. I don't know if there's any at the Great Evergreen Resort and Conference Center. Anyway, we'll talk about it. Food, fun, and celebrating good life. Cooking it up with Chef Eric at the Big Green Egg Retail Center.